Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How do I become wiser? Well, we've already talked about it. You must be hungry for it. You must desire it. You must ask for it. You must be teachable, correctable. Last week we talked about you got to watch your words. Here's something else. How will I become wiser? Proverbs 13 and 20. He that walks with wise men shall be wise. But a companion of fools, what will happen with them? Shall be destroyed. Does it make any difference who you hang with? Who you run with? Wow. It's hard to overestimate it. Let me read another translation to you. The English version says, keep company with the wise and you will become wise. If you make friends with stupid people, you'll be ruined. That's the English version. The Amplified says, he who walks with wise men is wise, and he who associates with fools will smart for it. The NIV says, he who walks with the wise grows wise. Isn't that what we're talking about? Increasing in wisdom, becoming wiser. Here's a truth. Here's a pillar of truth. How are you going to get wiser? Associate with, fellowship with wise people. Wise people. Now this is also mentioned in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 15. You don't have to turn there, but just listen to it. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, evil communications corrupt good manners. Now that's real King Jamesy. But listen to the living on it. It says, don't be fooled. If you listen to them, you'll start acting like them. Don't be deceived, the Amplified says, evil companionship, evil communion and associations corrupt and deprave good manners, morals, and character. If you hang around evil people, you will become more evil. Someone said, oh, not me, not me. It won't happen to me. Are you saying the words wrong? If you hang around foolish people, and that's mostly what you fellowship with is foolishness, then what will happen to you? You will increasingly become duller and more unaware and more foolish. And the thing is, sometimes these things happen gradually so that you don't see it. But somebody that hadn't seen you for a while would notice the difference. But they used to be smarter than that. They used to not act like that. Well, it's the folk they run with. So we should be greatly interested in hanging with wise people. Can it rub off on you? How about people that have faith? Yes. Can it rub off on you? Yes. Certainly. You sit in a room where everybody's talking doom and gloom, and they're talking fear and doubt and unbelief for 8 hours straight. It's going to wear on you. I didn't say you had to yield and join in, but as the hours go by. Because see, that's the way your flesh wants to go anyway. Have you noticed it? Your flesh wants to talk gossip, and your flesh wants to talk negative. That's the flow of this whole world. And you have to bite your tongue, and you have to put your flesh under and your feelings under and remind yourself of the Word to always talk faith and always talk victory. And it's easier when the people around you are doing the same thing. Oh, it is. It is. I had the privilege of working in the healing school, healing center at Kenneth Hagin Ministries for a number of years. And we had people come in from all over the country and other countries that were pronounced incurable. And some of these people, I'm telling you, they look so bad, you could hear them breathe all over the room. Some of them hooked up to machines. And if they'd have just fell out the chair and died right there, people wouldn't have been surprised because that's how they looked. But I've seen 2 hours of the Word in the morning, 2 hours of the Word in the afternoon, and the same thing tomorrow. And I have seen people like a bloom or a blossom in the sunshine just begin to sit up and straighten up, and their breathing sounds better. By the end of the week, be 70%, 80%, 90% better. In a week's time, I've seen it again and again and again. But then some of these same people, we break for the weekend, and you come back Monday, and they look almost like they did the Monday before. And this happened so many times, and I thought, Lord, what is going on? And the Lord spoke to my heart one time in a time of prayer. He said, while they're with you, they got their mind on me. But they go back into these unbelieving environments. And their families, maybe they love them, but they just don't know. They're ignorant of these things. And they cry over them and ask them 500 times, how do you feel? Now, don't give me that faith stuff. Tell me how you really feel. And you have to be super strong in an environment like that not to be sucked back in and pulled back into just walking by sight and just defeatist thinking. So thank God for a company of believers. Thank God for a faith family. Oh, hallelujah. We can come in here and provoke one another and say, yeah, we're going to do it. Yeah, God's word is true. We're going to live and not die. Every bill will be paid. And to have faith buddies that you can talk to during the week. And not going to tell you all their sob story and feel sorry for me for 3 hours. But it'll talk faith. Oh, thank God for people that'll talk faith. They're not everywhere. Even churchgoers. Oh, but I'm believing that this bunch is a faith bunch. And we're just going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And people who come in and come around us and want to talk unbelief will just be disappointed. Because we just won't cooperate with them, and we just won't agree with them that it's terrible and impossible and can't be done. We'll just look at them and go, all things are possible to him that believes. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Right? And not just say it, but believe it. And say it that night and say it the next day and never change. Can you say amen? Well, by the same token, whatever you hang around is going to influence you. Now, the Lord prompted me about this afternoon. We know that physically, you hang around fools all the time, you're going to start acting foolish yourself. You fellowship with wise people all the time. The scripture said right here, you will grow wiser. You'll become wise and wiser. But I think sometimes in our day of multimedia, we haven't realized that when we sit and watch something and listen to it for 2 hours, we're fellowshipping with whoever wrote this. And there are some fools writing some fool stuff. But if we sit and watch it all night, who's a fool? I mean, you know, people do it. They say, can you believe they let that go on the TV? Can you believe they talk like that on it? I can't believe they talk like that on it. People are hypocrites. Oh, they get huffy. Somebody cuss at the restaurant beside their table. I ain't standing for that. They can't cuss around me. And go home, sit and listen to 2 hours of cussing on the TV. not say a word. What I'm saying is, me, you, whoever, if we fellowship with fools, we must not think that we can watch and listen to fool stuff. Fools who wrote it, and people acting a fool portraying it, and just call it entertainment, and are unaffected. No, we're fellowshipping with it. Are you with me? And whatever you fellowship with, you will become like that. There was some folk a while back, they were talking about sexual offenders and sexual predators. And they were doing this study and trying to say, did they think that they're watching night and day this pornography and this perverted stuff affected them in acting out this stuff or not? Well, that's ridiculous to even ask the question. You watch stuff long enough, it's going to work in you to do it. So we ought to be selective about what we sit and watch and what we sit and listen to. Why? All you got to do is ask yourself the question, do I want to be like that? If you don't want to be like that, turn it off. Because whatever you fellowship with, you're going to become. Somebody said, oh, no, it won't affect me. You're deceived. The scripture's right. Evil communications and associations corrupt. If the Bible says they corrupt, then what do they do? I don't care how good of morals and standards and character that you have, you associate with this stuff, it'll corrupt it. Might not do it in a day or a week or a month, but long enough exposure, you'll start slipping. You'll start entertaining stuff that you used to wouldn't even have thought about. You'd start looking at and talking stuff and being involved and going places you never would have stopped. You know, people mess up and then they act like, I don't know how in the world that happened. It just happened. No, it didn't just happen. You crossed the line way back here 3 years ago. And little by little by little and then more and more and more, you become like what you see. You become, there's a spiritual principle that you become what you behold. The Bible says when it comes to the Lord, we, like in a mirror, beholding the glory of God, we're changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. Well, what if you behold the wrong thing? You become what you behold. It is a spiritual law.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Walking with the Wise, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602F. That's R1602F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.